tell you love to hate.
I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the f***.
Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Now, I demand y'all.
What?
Anything I say this morning, after every four lines, I need a standing ovation.
Why?
I'm demanding that from my friends from now on.
Why?
Okay? Because I want my friends to deride me the way Trump's supporters deride
me. Oh, they were cheering like crazy.
Every four lines last night of that speech, they stand up and give a standing ovation. I mean, Donald Trump can say nothing. Farfignugan. I mean, it was the most, I've not seen a display of D-riding like that in a long time. Think of your favorite artists, like.
That was dope.
You know how on social media, every artist got stands? Like, it's like the Barbs and the Navy and the Beehive.
So he has stands.
I've never seen anything like that.
He was like black people.
He has the trumpets.
I was like, what is he saying? I didn't even see it. I heard it on the radio, actually. And I was like, why are they cheering so much?
No, it was standing ovations, every four bars. It was, if you put the TV on mute, you'd think they were listening to Sheetha.
Oh, man. He was like my wife, and he just started cheering again. Well, I said, what the heck is going on?
God bless his wife, that indentured immigrant, Melania Trump.
Whoa, your mic just broke.
Yep, because you know why? Because there's a lot of sneaky Trump supporters in here.
A lot of trumpets. All right, well, we got some new chairs.
The trumpets.
We got two new chairs.
Listen, drop
no, we
one
got a- more than two.
Oh, I thought it was only
is
two.
It more than two?
Kevin Hart's chairs are upstairs. Drop on the clues bombs for Kevin Hart.
Why are they upstairs and not here?
They're in the mailroom.
Oh.
They've been here for 2 days.
Yeah.
And no one told us.
Yeah, because they're trying to figure out where these nice chairs. These nice chairs can't be for the Negroes.
But they tried to deliver the chairs on Saturday, and whoever was in the studio would not accept them.
Well, for the record, those chairs upstairs in the mailroom belong to the Breakfast Club. Don't touch them. Okay. Bring them down.
I had to have them called up yesterday because they told me the chairs are delivered. They said who signed for them. They were delivered a couple of days ago. I don't know why they never brought them here.
Well, at least we got some new chairs. And then somebody else made us chairs.
Yes, Jermaine from Minor Interiors.
Minor Interiors made us some custom Breakfast Club chairs with the Breakfast Club on the chairs.
That was
so
dope.
Nobody from any other studio can come in here, take the chairs, and act like it's for them.
Yeah, you steal these, you will get caught because it says the Breakfast Club. But the thing about this chair, these are for the guests. He actually, because he knew Kevin was making us chairs.
Oh, so he made chairs
for
the
guests.
Oh, that was nice of him.
So I just would like...
He's from Virginia. I'm sitting in one right now.
He's from Virginia. I think he drove up here to deliver the chairs. I seen it on my Instagram, and I sent it to you. I was like, wow, so he brought them up here for us.
Yeah, he put us all in a group chat.
So we've been asking our company, iHeartMedia, for chairs for a couple years now, haven't received.
Mm-hmm.
But Kevin Hart, an artist, an entertainer,
right,
and Jermaine, a listener from Minor Interiors, got us chairs. Drop on the clues bombs for the people that really make this show go.
Man.
All right.
That's pretty nice.
iHeart, you should be kind of embarrassed. iHeart, what you going to do? You should be kind of embarrassed right now. I'm being honest with you. You should be kind of embarrassed, guys.
Pretty interesting. And shout out to Tracy, who works in Kevin Hart's office. She's been really facilitating the whole delivery of the chair situation.
I'm excited about this.
You should not be sitting in that chair, Yee. That's for guests.
Can I test it out?
Oh, you testing me? Okay.
Yeah. I just want to test it out.
All right, well, let's get to the show.
It's actually more comfortable than our chairs until we get our chairs.
I'm sure.
Like this.
Now, front page news, what are we talking about?
I mean, you guys kind of started discussing it already. We're going to talk about the trumpets and Donald Trump and his speech.
The trumpets.
The trumpets. That's funny.
Last night and what he said, what things he said that were true, what takeaways we got from that. Also, Barack Obama. Let's talk about his memoirs and how much he got for those. Whoa.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Right now, here's Drake, Fake Love. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Kevin Durant looks like he injured his knee last night. Now, Golden State was playing Washington. And they lost 112-108.
How long is he out for?
They haven't said as yet, but they said it happened only 93 seconds into the first quarter, and he had to hobble off the court.
That'll suck.
Yeah, that'll really suck.
They'll still be a beast, though.
Yeah, they'll still be, I mean, they lost to the Wizards last night, though.
Yeah, I mean, things happen. It's the NBA, but they'll still be beasts. Golden State Warriors. They'll be fine.
All right, now let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump yesterday gave a speech, and he's basically outlining his agenda. And it was a joint session of Congress to talk about what he's going to do. And some people are saying this speech was a great speech. It felt very vague to me. But here's what Donald Trump has to say about illegal immigrants.
What would you say to the American family that loses their jobs, their income, or their loved one because America refused to uphold its laws and defend its borders? We want all Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders.
I counted at least 73 meaningless standing ovations, but I figured it out. I think they were giving him standing ovations because he was sticking to the script of the teleprompter.
Right.
He read it well.
He wasn't going off script.
Yes, he read it well. I think that's what they were applauding him for.
Because normally he does where he talks about the media and how unfair they are to him.
He freestyles.
All right. Now he also talked about Obamacare and what his plan is.
Repeal and replace Obamacare. With reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care.
Sounds great, but how?
I already told y'all what they're going to do. When they say repeal and replace, all they're going to do is take back Obamacare and then replace it with Obamacare, just give it a different name and a couple more bells and whistles. That's all.
I mean, that sounds great. We would all love to have all of those things, but how is that going to happen?
Right.
I don't know. And then he's created something new called Voice. Check this out.
I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called VOICE, Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement.
Wow.
Come report your crime that immigrants commit against you. Okay? That's basically
this
what that is.
Crazy. Mm-mm-mm. I don't know why he is so against people not from this.
Especially being
country.
That his now his wife is an indentured immigrant.
He's like on a mission to destroy them or something.
She's an indentured immigrant.
And when you see actual people like the woman whose son couldn't get the health care that he needed to get, the surgery, because he was stuck and because of the in-between time, is he allowed in the country? Is he not allowed in the country? The family's being ripped apart. What about that?
Somebody just has to tell Trump's cabinet that D-Rodden is not a former transportation, though. Because you can't applaud. I need to demand that of my friends from now on.
They start cheering every time you talk.
And I don't care what I say. I need y'all just to stand up and applaud me, okay?
Regardless of what it is. Now, if you look at CNN, they do have a reality check team. So what they did was they went through the whole speech and every point that he made, and they said whether it was true, mostly true, true but misleading, or false.
I got to pee. There you go. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
Now tell us quickly about Barack, because I know we ain't got much time.
All right. Well, former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama have inked some deals. They're going to do their memoirs, and that's going to be with Penguin Random House. Allegedly, they're saying that this could bring them more than $60 million, which would be a record for U.S. presidential memoirs. Wow. Prior to that, former President Bill Clinton held the record for a memoir with $15 million for his book, My Life.
Drop one clue, bomb for Barack and Michelle.
They are, of course, going to donate some of their proceeds to charity. Of course.
They should name the book My President Was Black, and My First Lady, Too.
All right.
They should name the book.
That's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning. Maybe you got a cold. You don't know where this cold came from, but you're sick.
This chair is very comfortable.
Like me? I don't know. 800-585-1051. Also, if you feel blessed, you can call us too. If you want to throw some positivity in the air, you can call us and let us know that as well.
Maybe you got some new chairs at work and you feel really blessed.
There you go. Tell them why you're blessed as well. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, that way. Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Jeff, man. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I just want to say that I got a problem, man. A lot of stuff been going down, but I just want people to know that we're here for them. It doesn't matter what creed, race, blood, we all got the same blood. We all here for each other, man. And I'm tired of people being fake and not loving one another. That's my problem.
I'm okay with that, baby. Spread love.
Sounds good.
I have no problem with that whatsoever.
Hello, who's this?
This is Brooke from Brooklyn.
Hey, tell them why you mad, mama.
I'm mad because one of the greatest things that happened to hip-hop in a long time over the weekend, Remy Ma dissed Nicki Minaj, and she hasn't responded yet. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, don't let anything distract you from the fact that Nicki Minaj has not and probably will not respond to Remy Ma.
Disappointing. Real rap is bad.
It is. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed for the culture, too, especially being that, you know, Nicki was acting like she wanted a little bit of war when she came at Remy on that Gucci beat, but now she's doing photo shoots instead of being in the booth.
Disappointed. She let us down.
Okay. Thank you, mama.
And texting all the radio personalities telling us that we're phony and fake. She need to get out her feelings and get in the studio if she know what I know.
Hello, who's this?
She did a song to all the radio personalities.
Yo, this is Mars.
Tell them why you mad, bro.
Yo, I know it's kind of old, but I'm still mad New England Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh.
I've just been imagining all of the hot mixtape music that would have came out of Atlanta had they would have won. Envy is a DJ. Professionally, you should be mad with me. You imagine all of the hot music Jeezy, T.I. would have put out. Atlanta won the Super Bowl.
You know how many artists had to tuck their Super Bowl anthems that I'm sure they had?
Yep.
Man, listen, I'm still heated, man. I'm just thinking about all of that good trap music that we missed out on, all because New England want to win the Super Bowl.
I'm not going to lie. I think about that every now and then.
Trap music?
No, I think about Atlanta winning the Super Bowl. I'd be like, damn, the Patriots.
About your Cowboys. That's what you think about.
I'd be like, damn, the Patriots really came back and won the Super Bowl. And I also think about, damn, Donald Trump really president.
Yeah, that's what I think about all the time. All right, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Now, let's clear the lines. Let's get some positivity on the lines. If you feel blessed, call us right now. Hey, wait, let's go to this caller. One more person. Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's Mariah.
Hey, Mariah.
All right. So I'm mad. Y'all said it's a call if y'all was mad. I'm mad. So I've been dealing with this guy for like almost a year now, and come to find out, he basically has a fiance, and he's still trying to keep me as a side hoe because I got bomb vagina.
So what's your problem? You should know your place.
So does that mean you're not dealing with him anymore?
No, I am, though. That's the problem.
Well,
I'm still dealing with him.
Play your position.
You know he's engaged, so...
But he's not fully engaged, though. He has told me he has commitment issues, but he bought a ring for this girl.
Okay, so this is what you
buying
do.
Somebody a ring and proposing means you're engaged.
Tell him buy you a ring, boo, and play your position. There's nothing wrong with being the other woman.
But he tells me I'm not the side hoe.
I don't understand why you're mad at him if you know what the situation is.
You're his other woman.
But he tells me I'm not.
But he's lying, right?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. He tells me he's not lying. He tells me all this stuff. He tells me I'm not the side hoe. I'm not just...
So basically, he's telling you everything that you want to hear.
But then he tells me he's not telling me everything he wants to hear.
You need to just listen to him. You're overcomplicating this, boo. Relax. Are you happy?
All right, let's just be smart for a second.
This is not asking.
He's engaged to somebody else. He bought somebody else a ring.
And...
So what does that mean?
That means he's not married
what
yet.
What does that make you?
The side hoe.
No.
And if that's what you accept and that's what you are going to keep on dealing with, why would he do anything different?
When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, baby.
You're still sleeping with him.
You're only viewing yourself as a side hoe, but you're not really a side hoe, okay? He's just a man that doesn't know who he wants to commit to fully yet. You need to stick this one out.
There you go. Well, tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Matter of fact, tell him why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm truly sorry.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, y'all. Hi, Charlamagne.
Hey, boo. How are you?
Hi, Envy.
Hey,
I'm
mama.
Fine. Hi, Angela.
Hey, honey.
You feeling blessed this morning? You
sound absolutely. Like, I'm blessed every day I wake up. I'm blessed.
You sound like you had unprotected sex last night.
You so silly, Charlamagne. No, I did not. Now.
Uh-oh.
I am mad, and this is Amanda from East New York. I already know East New York.
Represent East New York.
That's a fact. Shout out to Uncle Murda. But I'm mad because y'all need a lockdown love segment, guys. Like, come on. We want to shout out our loved ones.
You mean like right, how Cherry Martinez is?
Shout out your loved one in jail.
I want to give a shout out to Big Daddy Villain. He in GLBC. He better hold it down till he come home. And shout out to everybody, you know, everywhere. Like,
when
stay
he
up.
Home.
Soon, and he better stay home.
I'm going to be honest with you. That name would terrify me if I was in jail. Hey, stay up. That Big Daddy Villain
I
over
call
there.
Him Big Daddy. He a villain. He a big villain. Straight like that. He own the night. Everybody else can have the day. We out here.
Well,
but I love y'all. Y'all better stay to Breakfast Club. What you say, Charlotte?
When he comes home, he has Charlotte. To change his name because you turn out to be what you pretend to be. He has to change his focus. You know what I mean? He can't be a villain
That's,
anymore.
You absolutely right. You absolutely right. But then, you know, you got to have your God thing, too.
Now, what'd he do? I'm just curious.
I don't want to talk about that. That's snitching. I'm from Brooklyn. It's East New York. Come on now, Envy. You want that queen shit, Envy?
Hey, watch your mouth.
Brooklyn.
Watch your mouth.
All right, well, shout out to you
I'm
for holding
kidding.
It down.
I love y'all.
We love you back. Let's tell them why you're blessed. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, but tell you what, 90s group is making a comeback. Also, what rapper just recently got thrown back in jail? And a surprise wedding. It's a surprise. Who knew he got married?
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up. Nah,
nah. Well, we didn't see this one coming. Tyrese recently revealed that he got married on Valentine's Day. And he actually put out a video highlighting all of the things that happened during his wedding.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, has not revealed who the woman is, but he has wrote a few different Facebook messages. He posted a picture of his and her spa at his house. He said, some of you guys may remember this post from a while back. I can't tell you how crazy my life is right now. It's called the V-Spa in my backyard. Hello, my name is Tyrese Gibson and a king seeking my queen. Nothing to just smash and dash. I'm talking a real woman, not just a pretty face, a classy, sophisticated woman with an angel heart. Then after that, he posted a video and he hashtagged it One Flesh, Mr. and Mrs. Gibson, my black queen, grown man season. Check it out.
I'll just say yes, you lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gave is not my own.
All right.
And that is Brian Courtney Wilson's I'll Just Say Yes, and that was the video highlighting everything it said on Valentine's Day, February 14th. We said yes. And then he put up another picture of the ring, just her finger in the ring. He said, so many people give a lot of power to the ring. As a man, I had to wait till I truly, truly felt like my words and my feet would walk in the same direction as my heart.
Oh, drop on the clues bombs for Tyrese. I have no problem with him keeping that to himself.
Congratulations,
Tyrese.
We
still wouldn't know if he didn't tell us that.
I guess he wants us to know now.
Yeah.
It's over and done with.
I don't got no problem with that.
All right, Kodak Black is back in jail, and that is for violating the terms of his house arrest and probation.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Kodak Black. Sticking to the script.
No, don't drop a bomb.
Now, he was booked yesterday after a court hearing. The judge said that he violated a number of conditions of his probation, and he did not complete an anger management program. He left his house without permission at least two times, and one of those times was to go to a strip club.
Hey, man, drop one of Clues bombs for Kodak Black, damn it.
Ooh, better not.
Keeping it real.
All right. Now, for everybody that was excited yesterday, Escape has announced that they are reuniting. They made a major announcement, and here is what they said about Escape getting back together.
For this to have happened, this is a great moment, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to sisterhood and just the things that we built, like Tamika said, we have too much history for us to hold on to this, you know what I mean? And so I'm just actually happy that, you know, my sisters have come back together, and we're about to do some big things, you guys. So everybody's been asking about it. And now we're here. We're finally here.
People. Now, what was the beef about? Well, Candy did not like the fact that Tamika was spreading rumors that she had had sex with Michael Maldon, who is Jermaine Dupri's dad. Here's what they said about that.
2 years ago, Candy and myself had a little feud going on concerning something I said about Michael Maldon.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something I said about you and Michael Maldon. She and I talked yesterday, and it wasn't true.
Thank you.
And I apologize for that. Yeah. Anything else after this is going to be our legacy and what we doing next.
people really wanted to see Escape back together?
Twitter went crazy.
Now one of those times where you're supposed to say, Angela, you explain to the people who Escape is.
Yeah, explain to the people who Escape is.
But we all know Tiny's in Escape and Candy's in Escape mm-hmm. and Tasha Scott.
No, these kids don't know. We know.
Well, Candy's on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And right. we know yep. Tiny for being married to T.I. and having been a former member of Escape. And
with
yes.
two other women.
And they had the song Just Kicking It.
Oh, don't get me wrong. Escape got a few.
They got a couple of hits.
Who Can I Run To?
Yeah, Who Can I Run To? My Little Secret. Escape got a few joints I like, but I don't know if that reunion was something the Screech was demanding.
I mean, a lot of people are reuniting now, though. We have stories in the rumors today about Drew Hill and something that happened. There was a fake Cisco at Fashion Week getting front mm-hmm. row at all the fashion shows. Jodeci is about to do a biopic. New Edition just did one.
But they never
Why
broke up.
Why can't the women come back together?
But none of those people ever broke up.
Jodeci broke up. New Edition broke up.
Jodeci been back together. They didn't put out an album. Like,
yeah, New Edition.
But that's Jodeci, though. Come on now. No disrespect. I like Escape. Are we putting Escape on the same level as Jodeci and Drew Hill and New Edition? Stop it.
People were definitely excited. And all those groups, yes, they did break up. Previously. So it's exciting for them to get back together. I think it's the first time they've been back together and done an interview together in like, I don't know how many years, 15 years?
When they go on tour, they got to get the kinks out because, whoa, they're going to be looking crazy.
Well, let's get High Five back together. Kids, that's not a handshake. It was an actual group.
Explain who High Five is.
I can't. I don't know how to. I'll be honest with you. I have no idea how to explain
who High Five is. I thought one of the members of High Five passed away.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they won't be getting back together then.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Front page news, Yee, what are we talking about?
We'll talk about Donald Trump last night. We'll talk about his speech that got a lot of standing ovations.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, it's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, Kevin Durant looked like he hurt his knee last night. He, in 93 seconds into the game, he hobbled off the court. I don't know how bad it is or how it's going to affect him in his next games, but he hobbled off. He didn't play the rest of the game last night.
Or the Golden State Warriors will be fine. They got three other All-Stars to fall back on. They got the two Beige brothers, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, and they got Draymond Green.
Did they just get Matt Barnes? Did Matt Barnes sign in? Matt Barnes just signed in?
He's supposed to be signed into the Warriors. Okay. He hasn't signed yet, but he's supposed to be.
All right, now let's talk about Trump last night.
Yes, Donald Trump was speaking to Congress last night. And this was his way of outlining his legislative agenda. What is he planning to do? One thing that he spoke about, of course, because this is one of his favorite topics, is illegal immigrants. Here's what he said.
What would you say to the American family that loses their jobs, their income, or their loved one because America refused to uphold its laws and defend its borders? We want all Americans to succeed, but that can't happen in an environment of lawless chaos. We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders.
I need everybody to just, all my friends, to always stand up and give me a standing ovation regardless of what I say. I want to be derode the way that Trump's people deride him.
They sure do.
Well, there was no specific legislation mentioned, and he didn't mention the wall or how that's going to get funded or anything about building that wall again. He didn't talk about undocumented immigrants, whether they could be granted legal status. How could that happen? So it was very vague. Now, he also talked about Obamacare and repealing Obamacare and what, not really what his plans are, but what he thinks should happen.
Repeal and replace Obamacare with reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care.
I already told y'all what they're going to do. They're going to repeal and replace Obamacare by taking Obamacare and then replacing it with Obamacare, just calling it Trump Care and adding something else to it.
Adding bells and whistles.
I just know that whenever you say something and people just stand up and give you an applause for no reason, it really makes it seem like you're saying something of importance.
He kept everything very vague. There was no specifics on what he was planning to do, but he did mention one organization that he is planning to create, and mm-hmm. it's called Voice.
I have ordered the Department of Homeland Security to create an office to serve American victims. The office is called Voice. Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement.
I just want my friends to deride me the way Trump supporters deride him, okay? I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch for a snack yesterday.
Woo! Cinnamon!
The Voice.
All right. Now let's talk about Barack Obama and his book deal.
Well, our former President Barack Obama and his wife Michelle Obama have both inked memoir deals, and that's going to be with Penguin Random House. It was a whole bidding war.
Really?
For these book deals. Of course, they have not revealed the price tag, but according to the Financial Times, the couple should take home more than $60 million, which would be a record for a U.S. presidential memoir. The previous record was held by former President Bill Clinton. He got $15 million for his My Life memoir.
Now, that's who you give a standing ovation for, and you drop one of Clue's bombs for that, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Well, I almost died yesterday when I was gargling.
Wait, stop it. What were you gargling?
Listerine.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Woo!
Accidentally swallowed a little.
Oh.
I saw my life flash before my eyes.
Woo. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, in the rumors, Angela Yee talked about Escape coming back. Now, explain to the people who Escape is.
Escape is a group from the 90s. Their first album came out in 93. They had a song, Just Kicking It. That was a big hit song.
Tough tune.
Right, and as we know, that's
ask your mama, kids.
Tiny was dating T.I., and she's now married to him. Candy, you know her from Real Housewives of Atlanta, also was in the group, Candy Burris. And there were two other members. They have reunited. They actually had a big falling out. They had some beef.
Mm-hmm.
But this is their first time since their falling out, getting back together, doing an interview together. And now they have announced they have reunited.
So I had no idea that people were checking for an Escape reunion like that. Escape got a few joints I like, but I didn't know that people was really excited about them getting back together.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. Who would you like to get back together?
Now, by the way, I said high five, right? Last break.
Right.
Christy Love tweeted me and said, y'all radio people need more informed producers and interns. High Five has been back together for about 5 years, currently touring. Then at I Am Nika X says, one member of High Five died and another is in jail for killing his wife. So, Christy, I don't know who the hell you watching on tour.
Right. Well, see, with Escape, it's all four of the original members. So that's the thing. Certain groups reunite, they replace members. It happens all the time.
Right.
But, yeah.
That's what happens. You can replace members when people really weren't checking for your group.
All right. Well, 800-585-1051. Who would you want to see come back together? Call us up right now.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Kanye Through the Wire. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051. Escape is getting back together. R&B group from the 90s. So we're asking, what group would you like to see come back together? Yee, who would you want to see come back together?
Man, I was going to say En Vogue, but I see they already are touring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's all the original members, though. It doesn't look like it. I don't see Dawn on the picture. I'm in Vogue. But I was going to say Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child is a good one.
I think Fugees. I would want to see the Fugees come back together.
See, I would want to see Destiny's Child come back together if it's a certain mix of the group. I would like to see Kelly, Michelle, Beyonce, and add LaToya to the mix.
Okay, that'd
LaToya
be nice.
LaToya Luckett. I was always a big SWV fan. I don't know if they ever broke up. Did they break up?
They're still together. They had a reality show and everything.
See, I don't know who dead and who in jail and
you
who
know
broke up.
SWV is not dead or in jail.
I know that, but I'm just saying.
You know who I like to see get back together?
Oh, Die. Woo! I lied.
Stop it.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Did they just perform at Florida?
They are
the
back
party?
Together, though.
Yeah, they
going on tour right now.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Hall is a god. Teddy Riley is a god.
Yeah,
they are going back on tour together right now.
Who's the third person?
I don't know. Nobody ever knew.
Stop.
Damien. Who the hell is Damien? That was his name?
Damien Hall. Aaron Hall's brother?
Yeah. Never had the clue.
I would love to see The Firm back together, too. That would be cool.
The Firm. Explain to the kids who The Firm is. We need to explain to the kids who all these groups are, okay? They have no idea
really
what our old asses is talking about.
The Firm was a group that Nas put together. It was Nas. It was Foxy Brown.
Nori.
It was AZ and Cormega.
Nori was just on the song.
And they put Nature in.
All right, hold on. I got one more. These are my top three.
Okay.
All right, you got Guy, Destiny's Child, and Tony.
Oh, I love Tony.
I would love to see Tony back together.
I love Tony.
And the other guy that I don't know their names either.
Well, let me ask you a question. Junior Mafia. Was Big a part of that? Well, Big was a part of that, so we can't see them back together. But I'm just talking about Lil' Kim, C's, and the rest of the Junior Mafia clique. I would love to see them back together.
No, I'm cool on that. I mean, listen, man. It's not really too many rap groups I want to see back together. I like R&B groups. You know what I'm saying?
You said the Fugees, though.
Would you be dope?
That's cool. I mean, I ain't really tripping off the Fugees. R&B, man. Shut up. Give me Tony, Destiny's Child, and Guy. All right?
By NWO, well, Can't do NWA.
Yeah, you definitely can't bring NWA back.
Envy, stop. Just stop.
I would love rap groups. I would love to see if you could, how you could bring NWA back.
No,
okay?
That can't happen.
That'd be amazing.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning. This is Chris from Brooklyn.
Chris, what group would you want to see come back together?
B2K.
Man, shut up, man.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You don't believe that.
I do believe that.
Why? 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 First of all, you from Brooklyn. Huh? Why are you like B2K?
That was my group. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I like that joint.
Get out of here. This guy's crazy. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Finesse from Boston.
Finesse, who would you want to see come back together?
Man, listen, they got to get the Fugees back together, man.
That's what I said, the Fugees.
Tell Clap do his thing. Tell Lauryn Hill shave a leg. Take your eyebrows. Tell Prize stop, you know, messing around. Get them together, man.
What about Prize? Why y'all be forgetting Prize?
Just, I mean, Prize was a great hype man, but he never did nothing, really. I mean,
yeah, it's always the third member that you always forget. It's always the third or fourth member that you don't really remember.
My goodness.
What about Dirty Money?
Man, no, man. Ooh. Listen, the only groups, listen, the truth to the matter is, the only groups we really want to see come back is 90s R&B groups.
I would have loved to see the original G-Unit back with Game.
Man, why?
Because I like them.
They grown now. I love them, but they did what they did when they was younger. I don't want to hear them talking about killing people at 40-something years old, man. 90s R&B, bro.
What about Soul for Real?
Oh, man, my love. Do you ever dream of... What else he gonna do? Y'all don't book him to do Candy Rain no more, y'all got freaking people like Cash Out Girl getting $5,000 a show, but you can't get Soul for Real to come out and do Candy Rain for $3,000?
What about... you can't do the Wu-Tang either, because O.D.
They are back together, though.
God dang. Three members of Soul for Real will be indicted on 145 counts of identity fraud. What year was that? 2009, man. They had to resort to credit card scamming because y'all wouldn't freaking book them to perform Candy Rain. That is a goddamn shame.
What about Blackstreet?
I'm with that, too.
Yeah, well, you can't get both. You can't get Guy and Blackstreet.
I'm going to take Guy over Blackstreet.
All right, there you go.
You know why? Because Aaron Hall is a god.
Okay.
And you know what? A lot of you black people really don't get blessed the way y'all need to be blessed because y'all don't give Aaron Hall the credit he deserves.
You know who I seen perform?
Who?
Gabrielle Union had a party one year. It was a Halloween party, and Silk performed.
Ooh, don't act like Silk wasn't tough, bro. Don't act like Silk wasn't tough.
800-585-1051. Who do you want to see get back together? Call
Bulk
us
and
now.
Steph.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051, what group would you like to see come back together? Escape, but they're doing a reunion now, so we're just asking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've named some good ones so far. Of course, Destiny's Child, but I think it needs to be a combination of Kelly Michelle, Beyonce, and LaToya Luckett. Guy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I say that I wanted to see?
Rex and Effect.
Shut up. I want to see, you know who else would be dope? Ooh. Total.
Toto was just on the Bad Boy Tour.
That's what I'm saying. Toto was on the Bad Boy Tour.
I saw them perform at the Bad Boy Tour.
They was getting busy. Toto wouldn't be bad at all.
112, they performed too.
112 wouldn't be bad. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at 112.
But we're talking about groups that are still together.
Ghetto Boys.
Ghetto Boys. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Only
reason I wouldn't be mad at the Ghetto Boys because all of them are grown, but their subject matter fits their age. Like, you know, Scarface raps like a grown-ass man. Willie D still raps like a grown-ass man. You know, I ain't heard Bushwick in a minute, but Ghetto Boys wouldn't be bad.
Hello, who's this?
This Terrence, man, calling from AZ. Man, I'm still trying to get adjusted to this Arizona life, man. Moved from Florida.
Hey, what's up, bro? We're talking about what group would you want to see come back together?
Arizona's beautiful, though.
No, it's not compared to Florida.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong,
but anyway.
Right.
You right, Charlamagne. Hey, but anyway, they need to bring back Guy. That was the group. They still got songs kicking, man.
Envy, you might have to play a little Guy this morning for the people.
Look, they got the New Jack Swing era, and they got some baby making music on.
Come on, man.
Guy. Yeah,
Envy, play some Guy. Look out for the grandparents and the parents and the uncles,
man,
like
God,
myself.
Peace and my love.
I'll start off the mix with some
chill.
Guy.
I swear to God, this is the true story. I listen to Guy every day. I promise to God.
I still listen to Guy, too.
I listen to Guy.
I listen to I Like
every morning. If you go on my Instagram, you probably see me post I Like a lot. I listen to that song every
morning. And I listen
morning.
To Guy songs that was I never, like, big. Like, Dog Me Out and all of that.
Yo, you see this guy's face?
And by the way, Aaron Hall follows us on Twitter.
Aaron Hall is a god.
Shout out to Aaron.
And you will not properly get blessed as a black person until you show Aaron Hall the respect he deserves.
A lot of people think that Aaron Hall bit off of R. Kelly.
R. Kelly, that's a god. Don't you ever, ever speak such blasphemy.
I think Aaron Hall came first.
I'm just joking.
I know.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dino from Detroit.
Dino, what group you want to see come back together?
After Seven, man.
After Seven.
After Seven. I forgot
about
After
Seven. Okay, we were
just
playing After Seven in a juice bar yesterday.
What was their song?
So
yeah.
Can't Stop. Can't Stop.
Ready or Not. I remember Can't Stop. I don't remember Ready or Not.
Tonight. They did Tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, that was Ready for the World. For
Hello,
the world.
Who's this?
Sam from Brunswick, Georgia.
Hey, what group you want to see get back together?
I want to see Outkast, Big Boy, and Andre 3000.
Oh, that's a good one.
They got it back together. They did a couple of shows last year.
Yeah, but are they going to do an album?
Really reunited like we need them to.
Let me do an album, okay.
I feel bad because I do not be caring about rap groups getting back together. Like,
you
I like
Outkast?
I love Outkast.
Outkast
is
dope. Outkast and the Fugees.
I like 90s R&B when you start talking about people coming back together.
All right, well, what's the moral of the story if there is a moral?
The moral of the story is, kids, first of all, Google everything you heard your Uncle Sharla and Uncle Envy and Aunt Angela talking about this morning, okay?
What about As Yet?
And the moral of the story is, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much.
What's that group they sang Ribbon in the Sky over?
There's a ribbon in the sky. That was Stevie Wonder, wasn't it?
No, they redid it.
I don't know. Nobody care about who you did it over once Stevie Wonder did it.
No, I'm telling you guys, they has a couple of good songs.
No, I can't remember.
I think one of them died of HIV or something, though.
Wow.
Okay.
There should have been a condom in this guy, then.
If I'm not mistaken.
This guy's it. You know what? We got rumors on the way.
I hope that wasn't a rumor. I mean. All right, we'll tell you whose house got robbed while he was celebrating his birthday. Also, Kanye posted a song, and I want to tell you, this song might be 17 minutes long, and you've definitely heard it before.
Is it a diss record?
But I am here for it.
Oh. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right, now, to this day, this is still my song. So, you know, I was excited when Kanye put out a 17-minute version of this 2007 hit. He had played this song during New York Fashion Week, and during Yeezy Season 5, this song played throughout, and now he's put it on SoundCloud yesterday. And this is The Dream performing a remix of Jay Holiday's Bed. Now you don't even have to make a whole love-making playlist. You could put this one song on. It's 17 minutes long, but it sounds dope if you guys have a chance to check it out.
The Kanye rap?
No.
So it's not Kanye's
it's
song.
It's just that song for 17 minutes. That's kind of
like
dope.
I'm not going to lie. It sounds really good.
Listen, I grew up in the era of, you know, having 90-minute cassette tapes and have one song on repeat on that 90-minute cassette tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would drive me crazy. Letter.
That's when I had that young man stamina in the bedroom.
So 17 minutes. Can you guys last the 17 minutes of the entire remix to bed?
Take a lot of concentration, a lot of prayer, a lot of counting.
Nope.
A lot of counting.
I didn't say a lot. Nope.
A lot of sheep counting. Might have to jerk off beforehand.
You can't say that.
What? What'd I say?
Beforehand.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
All righty. Cardi B has signed a deal with Atlantic Records.
Oh, drop one of the
multi-million dollar deal.
Congrats to her.
For young Cardi.
That's why she ain't coming back to Love & Hip Hop New York. She's doing good in these streets. So for everybody that says that Love & Hip Hop doesn't do nothing for nobody, now Cardi B has a deal with Atlantic Records.
Now, I don't know how much Love & Hip Hop had to do with that deal.
I mean, it definitely did take her to the next level. It did.
I think it's her social media following.
It did that.
But she had that for a while.
Love & Hip Hop as well.
It didn't hurt.
It didn't.
She was able to sign that deal.
Yeah, it was absolutely.
She
both.
Got a lot more exposure.
Well, good for Cardi B. Opportunity comes to those who create it. She definitely created opportunities for herself, regardless how you feel about her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. And 2 Chainz. There was a story recently about his restaurant that he opened, Escobar Lounge. It failed health inspection because of cross-contamination of raw meat, mold in the ice machine, and inadequate refrigerator temperatures. So it failed inspection. Everybody was talking about it. But now what he's done is he cleaned house at the establishment. He fired 5 shift managers.
He got people in there with at least 5 years of restaurant experience. So now he's very proud to say that the restaurant has a 92. So here's what 2 Chainz has to say.
I'm very happy. It took less than a week. As you know, I'm a first-time restaurant owner. We had some issues last week. There really wasn't no issues. It was a random inspection on a Friday, one of our best nights. So the people in the neighborhood, you know you are, but you can't stop what God has already planned for you. So yes. And then no one gave us any news credit when we had a 99. So, you know, some people want to see things go down. Never once did I discredit, you know, anybody. It's a team thing. It's a team game.
And that's why it's so important to have the right people running your restaurant, because clearly all of that was related. The refrigerator not being at the right temperature, then there's mold on the ice, and then you gotta ends up getting a 59 from that. So there has to be people in there with full handlers, licenses, that know what they're doing at all times.
Or drop on the clues balls with 2 Chainz, and it's 93.
92.
92.
Yeah. So
if
we'll
I
want to
get a man a 93, let it be a 93.
You sound like a hater.
You know what I'm saying? What it was. 92 is still
people
good.
People might
that's
be in Atlanta right now like, oh, he got a 93. I'm going there tonight.
God, well, 94.
95.
96.
100.
Man, drop on the clues balls with 2 Chainz, 100. Word up.
Okay. Escobar Lounge, we got to go check that out.
Absolutely.
Now, we told you Beyonce is out at Coachella. She'll be performing there next year because the doctor told her to take it easy with the twins. So guess who is filling Beyonce's slot at Coachella?
Solange.
No.
Lady Gaga. What? Now, in all fairness, okay, because they actually dropped the prices for tickets for Coachella once Beyonce pulled out. Who could replace Beyonce?
First of all, nobody can replace
her.
But what you do
what
is
what can you, do? I wouldn't want to even be that performer that's like, well, Beyonce's not coming, but...
Well, that's why you don't go on as a headline. You just say you got added to the bill. So, hey, Solange got added to the bill. Lady Gaga saw it at the Super Bowl. It was okay. You know what I mean? But that's not what I paid for. Can I get a discount?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
give me some of my money back.
They give you some back.
All right, and Lauren London. First of all, let's be clear. I love Lauren London. I think she's beautiful. I think she's fun, great person. And so they had posted a picture of her courtside with her beau, Nipsey Hussle. Y'all know she just had a baby. And people started body shaming her because she had a baby. She's bigger than we're used to her being. But she still looked really cute to me.
So what, now, a bunch of girls who haven't had kids yet?
I thought she looked good. Probably. Like, that's normal. You have a baby, you take some time, take your time, you know, doing what you got to do. But she posted on Instagram, I've been getting compliments on my looks for years. I never let it gas me because I knew the enduring value in all things is internal. When I decided to have my son, I knew the internet would be cruel. I knew that casting directors would consider me out of commission for at least a year. I knew that my body would change, but I did not let the fear of these things affect me to the point of going against my spirit. I asked myself, would you rather be at conflict with yourself and at peace with the world, or at peace with yourself and at conflict with the world? I chose the latter. At that moment, I was ready for whatever came with it. This little weight will get worked off, and who I am will be uncompromised. Win-win-no.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's body bounces back different. Some women gain a lot of weight after they have a baby. Some women don't gain no weight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Lauren London's still popping. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I was watching Trump's... speech to Congress last night. He spoke to Congress last night. I need all those D-riders in Trump's camp to come to the front of the congregation. I'd like to have a word with them and applaud them at the same time.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, March 1st, goes to the greatest stands living today. Not Nicki Minaj's Barb's, not Rihanna's Navy, not Beyonce's Beehive, not Sierra's Crickets. The greatest stands living today.
Sierra's Crickets.
Belong to Donald Trump, okay? Did you see him address Congress last night? Did you see his cabinet? Did you see his supporters in there deriding Trump like Trump's flesh missile is an appropriate form of transportation? Last night, I counted at least 73 to 74 meaningless standing ovations during Trump's speech, okay? He was getting meaningless standing ovations every four bars. If you put the TV on mute and watched, you would think Donald Trump was spitting fire. Okay, if you put the TV on mute, you would think that Trump supporters were actually listening to Remy Ma Shitha. Okay, I have too many friends who tell me the truth all the time. I have come to that conclusion. I need friends that deride me the way that Trump's cabinet derides him. It has to be a great feeling when anything you say, you get a standing ovation for. Okay, standing ovations make the most meaningless words seem potent. Try it today. Have one of your friends just applaud whenever you say something, no matter how meaningless, and watch how it makes you feel.
Nice.
I've been doing it all morning. Cereal is a snack, not breakfast.
Woo! Woo-hoo!
For those who didn't see Trump's address to Congress last night, let me let you hear some of it. Just watch for the applause every four bosses.
As we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, recent threats, our allies will find that America is once again ready to lead. I believe Republicans and Democrats can work together. Kentucky. And it's unsustainable and collapsing.
We get applause for collapsing?
I truly believe that it must have said pause for applause in the teleprompter Trump was reading from. They were giving standing ovations on cue, sometimes before cue, sometimes seconds after. But when they were late on the applause, Trump would pause, step back, and wait for Mike Pence and Paul Ryan to lead the way. When Mike and Paul would stand, all of Trump's supporters would stand. I really was trying to figure it out. I think they were just giving him standing ovations because he was sticking to the script of the teleprompter and he was pronouncing words right. Let me tell you something, man. Presidents don't need yes men, okay? Presidents need no men. Presidents need people around them that are going to say, no, Mr. President, that's not a good idea. No, Mr. President, that can actually get people killed. No, Mr. President, using nuclear weapons on Australia is a terrible idea. And this is what scares me about this administration. You have more qualified, more experienced people in positions of power around Trump, but they deride Donald. Now, I don't have a problem with them deriding Donald in public, okay, as long as they are telling him the truth in private. If that is the case, fine. I want the same treatment from my friends. In fact, I've been talking for about 30 to 45 seconds now with no meaningless applause. I don't.
There you go.
Woo! Okay. Preach it, Charlamagne.
Charlamagne! Charlamagne! Charlamagne!
Maybe I should say something to warrant it.
Whoa! Woo!
If your ass is in the middle of your body, why do they call it a bottle?
Oh, my goodness! Charlamagne! Charlamagne! Charlamagne!
Look. Look, Trump's cabinet, his supporters, please understand that sometimes yes men are born, but mostly they are made, and fear is a great breeder of them. Stop being scared, have some balls, and stop acting like you're listening to Martin Luther King Jr. speak. And the fact that our celebrity in chief needs these kind of D-riders around him says a lot about him. You have to be aware of yes men, okay? Generally, they are losers. Surround yourself with winners. That's how you win. By being around winners, not a bunch of D-riding losers. But I must say, it does feel good to be D-rode. Okay, do you have more clips from his speech? Thank you. We got any more clips from the speech? Let me hear some.
As we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month, recent threats.
they happy it's over?
Yeah, I guess
they
so.
Happy Black History Month.
Allies will find that America is once again ready to lead. I believe Republicans and Democrats can work together.
Gosh, it's annoying.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Hold on. Play the beginning back again. Because I missed that. They really happy Black History Month over.
Hold on.
I just caught that. Play that one more time. Play the people.
There you go.
As we mark the conclusion of our celebration of Black History Month.
Finally,
these niggas stop celebrating.
Yeah, I'm insulted. Listen, man, please give Trump's cabinet and his supporters the biggest hee-haw, please.
Oh, boy.
And always remember that foreplay feels great on foreskin.
Woo! All right.
For the record, I am circumcised.
Okay.
I'm not going to scream for that one. I don't care.
What record is that?
All right. Well, that's Donkey today. Now, ask ye. 800-585-1051. If you need some advice, you're having some problems in your life, call ye right now. 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on the air and help you with your problems. Call her up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Envy Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this your boy Poppy calling out of Phoenix, Arizona.
Poppy, what's poppin', Poppy?
Man, I'm in a situation, man.
Oh, talk to you. Go ahead, bro.
Uh-oh.
Look, I've been with my wife for 7 years, all right? Okay. We had our ups and downs, you know, every marriage do. But I've been feeling neglected lately for like the last, I'd say, about 7 months. You know, she's doing her thing. She's going to school, trying to get them degrees, and I'm with that. So she's really been putting me on a back burner.
Everything all right, because she's trying to get her degree so you guys have a better life together. Cool. Right.
No, that's cool. I'm all with the support, but it's just certain things, like, a woman got to do for her man. So, like, 2 weeks ago, I met a girl. We exchanged numbers, and we hit it off. I made a mistake and fell in the box, and I can't get out.
You said you fell in the box?
So you cheated on your wife with somebody you met.
Yeah, and, like if she everything, like, she give me that attention I need. I mean, she make me feel wanted, you know, and... It's just like my wife, she just be on something like
I'm trying
whatever,
to get my
like,
degrees.
I'm with that, though, yeah, but it's still stuff you got to do. Like, don't close up your box. And then when I go out here and get another box, you mad.
Oh, but right, because we just married, box. That's all. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, so that means I get to have the box. Like, I think Charlamagne said it before, like, you can't rape your wife.
Oh, whoa,
okay.
Whoa.
Charlamagne never said that.
I hope he never said that.
I don't think I ever said that.
I think you did, Charlamagne.
100% not true.
If he didn't, I'm going to blame it on Charlamagne anyway.
But here's the thing, and I'm really, this is what's bothering me right now about everything that you're saying, okay? You're acting like you didn't take these vows to be married, and you're blaming your wife for you cheating. You're basically saying it's her fault because she's out here getting these degrees. She's been neglecting you. She has been having sex. So it's not your fault that somebody else paid a little bit of attention to your little penis and you had sex with them. That is your fault.
Hey, if somebody gonna show my little penis some attention, I'm gonna take it because it's little. So I need all the attention I can get. If you gonna big up the homie, big up the homie.
So why are you married if anybody that shows you attention to your little penis you'll take?
Alright, like I'm just saying, like I was on the straight and narrow for so long, man. And I can't, it's only but so much temptation you can resist. And not to mention, like, I mean, this girl built, like, Serena, but pretty, like, Lauren London. Like,
you know what? You're always going to see people that look good. They look better than your wife. They look worse than your wife. They show you more attention. That, and when you actually show them that attention back and you flirt and you reciprocate that and then you actually end up having sex with them, do you think about how that makes your wife feel or what that could do to your marriage?
Yeah, I thought about that, but it was a mistake. I fell into the box.
But it doesn't even sound like you think it's a mistake now. It sounds like if somebody else shows you a little
piece. I'm trying to get rid of her.
How
right
are you
now.
Trying?
I put her on a block list, but I still text her sometimes.
So you're not really trying to get rid of her?
I mean,
I'm just confused about what it is that you want here. Do you want to be married?
That's why I'm asking you. Yeah, I do want to be married. Like, I love my daughter and everything. Like, yeah, we built this thing together. Like, got nice kids, you know, everything.
So you want to be married, but you want to be able to cheat?
No, I don't know. Can I have a side girl?
No, you cannot. Listen, all I know is this, okay? If your wife finds out, what's going to happen?
Oh, she found out. I just told her we were just talking about it. And she like, I know that she's doing things right now. She can't give me her undivided attention. And I'm like, all right, but I just want a little bit. Like, I was supposed to take out to eat the other day, but I couldn't because she wanted to, you know, go meet with some one of her clients for some old other stuff.
Some like, old work something. See,
yeah, I wasn't even that important.
You know, what it is that we want our mate to be somebody that's successful, that's ambitious, but you want that balance in your life, right? But here's the thing. Sometimes in life, she's trying to get to a certain point. She's trying to get a degree. That's a period of time that it isn't going to be the same for you, that you might end up being on the back burner, that you might end up getting neglected a little bit until she achieves that goal. But it's your job to be ride or die during that period because it's not like she's doing something negative. She's doing something that's going to be beneficial to your relationship. I don't know if that's hurting you and making you feel insecure for some reason.
Like, I got my own business, and she usually do the book. So now I had to outsource the book because she don't have time for that. So now you're coming in between me and my money. You actually talk to me,
man. Well, I'm glad that she is doing something for herself because I don't know how your marriage is going to end.
or if it's going to end or what's going to happen. But what I do know is that if you want to stay with her and be with her, you better get your ish together. You know what? Being faithful is not an easy thing to do, but it, for anybody.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I think that's what it is. Like, a lot of stuff comes easy for me. So I just, you know, I'm not used to it. This is the first time that it's hard.
Right, and it's definitely
I'm not getting what I want.
For a lot of people, it's not an easy thing to do. But doing the right thing is not always an easy thing to do, period. That's life.
All right, so can I just buy an edible arrangement and forget about it?
Can you do what? Buy her an edible arrangement?
Yeah.
Listen, I just think that from now going forward, you need to be a real man.
Oh, dang, yeah. All right, thanks, Jake.
All right. Take that little insecure penis home.
All right, good luck, bro.
Ask you.
You got a woman that's doing right. She's trying to go to school, trying to get some degrees. She's meeting with clients. She helped you do your books all these years, and that's how you repay her? That's
call
crazy.
Ye right now. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Party Next Door. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Lila.
Hey, Lila. What's your question for Yee?
Nyla.
Oh. Lila with the L.
Oh, Lila.
Oh, Lila. That's what I said. Didn't I say
that? You said Lala.
You said Nyla.
Lila.
Lila. What's your question?
I was in a relationship, and we got engaged, and his job sent him overseas for 2 years, and I broke it off because he didn't ask me to go.
Okay.
So during this time that he left, you know, I was partying, going out, and I met this guy, and basically, he was young. I knew he was young. We started hanging out. Things led to things, and we messed around about maybe 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that I was pregnant.
Whoa. Okay. By this young, so, how young is young?
Almost 13 years.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
not 13
years
old, MB.
No, I mean, I have two grown children, but I'm still young.
Okay.
Two. I'm over 40. But, all right. So now my ex is back, and we had communications and everything, and he knew what was going on, and he's like, I still want to get married. We're going to do this. We're going to be a family. And I'm telling the younger guy, look, you didn't really want me. I didn't really want you. We were just doing this. And he's like, no, now we're going to be a family. And I really don't want to be in a family with him because he's like a kid, you know. But
do you want your ex?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do want him, but I feel bad because he's here now and he's like taking over, bought a new house, and he wants to plant a nursery. And I feel bad taking that away from my kid's dad. But he wasn't talking about wanting to do that until I told him I was moving on and I was going to get somebody else.
Right. And now you're having, and that's amazing that your ex is fine with you being pregnant by somebody else and still wants to be with you and marry you.
Because he didn't want to break up, but I just said, you're going to be in Japan and I'm going to be in the States. We can't have a relationship.
Can I just suggest something here? Maybe you don't need to make a decision right now.
Well, I kind of like did. Because we just got a house and we live there and
okay, so you know,
but
for
that's
sure,
what I want.
You know for sure that you want your ex. It's not because you feel like he's more responsible, he's got the house, he can hold you down. It is that you're really in love with him and that's what you wanted all along.
The young guy was just a nighttime action kind of thing.
Okay.
So I mean, we have nothing. He talks about monster trucks, I talk about Louis Vuitton bags.
You know, we just trucks, have damn
monster
you know
trucks.
we just don't have anything in common. It's just that maybe I was attracted that he
you
pushed
were just
up
having
on me.
Fun having sex with this young man.
Yeah, and he just pushed up on me. He was like, I seemed interesting and let's
all
hang
right,
out.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be honest, Lila. It sounds like you already made your decision. It sounds like you're going to be with your ex. You guys are going to get together. He's going to be the stepfather. Obviously, your child is still going to have the young guy as the real father who's going to be in his life, I would assume, also.
No.
Listen, sometimes in life, man, things don't work out easy. It's complicated, but it sounds like you know what you want to do.
I just feel bad because
of course you feel bad.
He's going to be pushed out because certain family stuff I just can't do if I have a husband.
Right.
I don't know.
First of all, he's young. He'll find somebody else that he wants to be with, that wants to be with him. He wasn't ready for that. It is what it is. You know, I would make sure that he has access to see his child. and that he's involved in those decisions. He's there, you know, even when you have the baby. He should be involved. That is his child.
Yeah, I understand. He didn't have any concerns until now.
Right, and that's fine. And now you're having a baby, but you're with somebody else. You need to make sure that your ex gets along with the child of with your child's father. Make sure they know each other, understand the situation. Try to make it as, you know, not as tense as possible.
Okay, thank you so much.
But do the right thing. Don't get him shut out from things that involve his child. And, I mean, you know what you want to do. I understand that you feel bad, and you should feel bad. You know, it's hard for him, I'm sure, to see somebody else raising his son and with the woman that he's having a baby with. But that's life. I mean, what can you do? Be with him?
I don't know. I just feel bad because like I said, I have other kids, and I was with their dad until he passed away. So I never had them around anybody else.
Right.
So it was just rough. And now I just think that the younger guy, he's a little bit rah, rah, rah. He may make things difficult because he's in his 20s.
Why it's important for you to be as upfront as possible and try to make this as smooth as you possibly can. It's not going to be easy.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Thanks.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got rumors on the way, Yee?
Well, speaking of complicated relationships, what's going on with T.I. and Tiny show? We'll give you an update on what's happening with that. Also, Rihanna, is she going back to school? We'll tell you why she was at Harvard.
Okay, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey, drop on the clues bombs for Minor Interiors, too, man.
For what?
This guy named Jermaine, he hit us up on Instagram.
He came here from Virginia.
From
Richmond, Virginia.
He was like, I know Kevin Hart bringing y'all chairs, you know what I'm saying, but I want to bring some more chairs for y'all guests to sit in. And I guess he designs chairs, so he bought 2 Breakfast Club custom leather chairs here.
Dope.
So drop on the clues bombs.
Real dope, man. We appreciate that. We ain't got no good chairs here.
No,
you know.
We've been asking
corporate. He has the Breakfast Club stitched into the chairs. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. We've been asking corporate here at IHOP for chairs for a long time and never received them.
But some chairs don't have armrests.
The people that actually make the show go, the listeners, came through with chairs.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
And Kevin Hart sent his, too. We don't know what those look like, though.
Yeah, we haven't got those yet.
They're somewhere in this building.
They're holding them hostage on us right now. It'd be here in a minute, though.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. Riri.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, Rihanna got her Humanitarian of the Year award at Harvard. And she said during her speech, she said, you don't have to be famous to help people. You don't have to be rich. You don't even have to be college educated. She said, I mean, I wish I was, especially today. Now she goes on to talk about just why she does all the things that she does. She supports the Global Partnership for Education and Global Citizen Project, which provides kids with access to education in more than 60 developing countries. Here's what she said.
When I was 5 or 6 years old, I remember watching TV and I would see these commercials and I was watching other children suffer in other parts of the world. You know, you could give 25 cents and save a child's life. And I would think to myself, like, I wonder how many 25 cents I could save up to save all the kids in Africa.
Wow. Oh, that's nice.
I used to think about stuff like that, too.
Yeah, that's sweet.
And I used to think about, like, you know, it's bad enough they putting the kids from Africa on TV and they're all dirty but crazy, but you know, at least take the fly out there. He'd always have like one fly on all the kids. I'm like, come on, man, remove the damn fly. We get it. Like, you don't have to do all that.
Well, I think every time you see those commercials, it did make you feel like, man, I got to do something.
Got to help.
That's
somewhere.
The point.
Yep.
I guess that's the point of them being so disheveled and having flies on their
I'm
face.
I'm sure that might really be their real life, though.
Yeah, but don't put a camera in a kid's face and just see flies all over the face and not try to knock the flies off. Like, come on,
it works. That's what that makes people give more money. If you ever see like late night, they do that with the animal commercial, like the dog. Maybe with the sad face dog. I'd be like, help this dog.
Did you just compare these kids to
sad face dog? No, I'm telling you what they do commercials, how they get people to donate money. That's what I said.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, there's a new comedy festival that's coming to San Francisco June 2nd to the 4th. And it's going to feature, actually, Jerry Seinfeld, Kevin Hart, Sarah Silverman, Bill Burr is going to be there, Hannibal Buress. It sounds like it's going to be pretty good. There's going to be music by Ice Cube, Vince Staples, and Maya Rudolph's Prince cover band called Princess. It's kind of like the Bonnaroo of comedy, and Comedy Central is throwing this.
What legend's career will Hannibal Buress be killing at this festival? The Bill Cosby killer, will he strike again? Jerry Seinfeld, you better watch out. I don't know what kind of dirt Hannibal might have on you.
Now, when you go there to the festival, you'll be able to go inside recreations of three different TV shows. Those shows are Jerry Seinfeld's apartment in Seinfeld. Yes, and the festival is going to have the world's largest Festivus celebration. That's obviously from Seinfeld also. Patty's Pub, which is the central bar from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And they are going to be having a South Park-themed section as well.
No Bill Cosby brownstone, though. See what I'm saying?
They didn't mention that in this one.
Heathcliff Huxtable doctor's office, huh? Mm.
All right, now Floyd Mayweather's house was robbed. Somebody went into his mansion in Vegas. You know, over the weekend, he had his big 40th birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
They said somebody forced the door to his home office in the back of the house open. Once inside, they stole some purses that obviously they're not Floyd's purses. And they said at least one very expensive watch is unaccounted for. And they said more items may be missing. But Floyd has so many things, he might not even know thoroughly what's missing right now.
That sounds like a female did that.
He be all right. He rich, right?
Yeah, he rich, right? But it sounds like a female did
that. I'm surprised he didn't have security that if somebody gets up in your house.
That is true. Floyd Mayweather,
I don't understand that.
Floyd Mayweather shouldn't have the kind of house you can just break into.
Nah.
Just push the door open.
That sounds like a female he dealt with before. They took purses, handbags, you know?
All right, or maybe just whatever they could carry. Let's go. But purses?
Yeah, them things are heavy.
All right, Alicia Keys. She was recently on the show with Jimmy Fallon. And she did her musical impressions, the Wheel of Musical Impressions. So see if you can guess who the people are that she impersonated.
Miss Mary May, oh, just in play.
That's designer. She's definitely doing designer right there.
Down here.
You're not gonna know that.
No.
The first one was designer. The second one was Adele. The third one was
Aerosmith.
Kelly Clarkson.
Well, yes. The second one was 100% Adele. The first one was Gwen Stefani.
Oh, Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Why she sound like designer?
I don't know. She was singing Miss Mary Mac to that. And the last one was Janis Joplin.
Oh, I said
Aerosmith. I thought Janis Joplin was a porn star.
What?
She's not a porn star?
You don't know Janis Joplin?
It's definitely a porn star named Janis. I'm
sure there's a lot of different people named Janis.
Janis Dickinson.
She's a model.
Hmm? She's a model?
Yeah.
You're getting there. You're getting close. Keep going. Throw another one out there.
There's only two Janices I know.
No.
I'll be honest with you. I know Janis Joplin, Janis Dickinson, and Janis Jackson.
Although Janis Dickinson.
Janis Jackson. Janet Jackson.
No, she's Janet when she's with the black people. She's Janis.
No.
When she's with
Janis
her white
Dickinson would be a great
friends.
Porn name. All right. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee.